Ai, ko te waiata tērā ko ngā akonga, ai mai te ropu tauira, no reira, nei rā timi atu ki a koutou katoa i tēnei wā o te ahiahi nei, nei rā timi atu ki ngā tangata katoa e tautoko tia mai i tēnei kaupapa o te wiki o te reo Māori. Kua tai ki te wā, ki te kōrero ki ētahi o ngā kai kōrero mo te rangi nei, e pāna ki te wāhi o Ahipara, ai me ngā āhuatanga i reira e pāna ki te awa o Wairua, no reira me tāri ake tātou ki Tui Te Pā, i tēnei wā, hei hakatau i ai, no reira tēnā koe Tui.
Tēnā koe, Joe.
Ai, nei rati me atu kia koe hei whai wā ki te kōrero ki a hau i te rangi nei. Thank you again for joining us this afternoon to give us an update on how things are going out there. So over to you. Let us know, what is it like at the moment?
Oh, well, she's eventful every day. Every day the sun comes up, there's something new going on out there. Yesterday we had somebody beach his car in the Wairua trying to get off the beach. To most people, it would have been pretty obvious that access was inaccessible off the beach with the big concrete blocks and back onto the beach or back onto that access way with the big wall of sand and the body of water in between. But a fella managed to get his van, swim his van yesterday, and it got stuck. So Pato Tepenia, you know, another one of our local kaitiaki, ended up going down on his tractor and pulling him out. So you know, the concern was that we'd get diesel or fuel into the waterways and then out into the moana, but Pato managed to get down there pretty quickly and pull him out of the drink. But stupidity on people's parts, say, because I think the tide was coming in at the time he managed to swim his vehicle, but very risky. And once again, you know, it's our kaitiaki that are using their resources, and it's costing them money to pull these fellas out of the water.
Absolutely, you know, with all the warning and as you said, you know, the obvious signs with the bricks and up there, you know, we're always going to have someone, or we always have had someone giving it a go, trying to get through there. And exactly, having to have someone come out of their own way and at their own cost to come and pull people out. Has this been a regular occurrence? Has there been any others besides this attempt itself that has ended up in this manner, needing someone to come along and assist them?
Yeah, probably about must have been 3 weeks ago, I guess, someone tried to creep, you know, before the access got cut off the way it is now, someone tried to creep along the top of the wall from the beach onto the Kaka Street access, and managed to, the wall gave way, and of course his vehicle, which was a people mover, just fell straight down into the sand. So he could have really hurt himself. He was lucky he got out, and one of the locals were down there and managed to drag him out. So just a real inappropriate vehicles for that kind of terrain. You know, the van that I'm looking at, a couple of posts on Facebook, it's a dunga van. It doesn't look like it's a four-wheel drive. And the people mover that went pippy-picking, yeah, that's not a beach vehicle either. So, you know, people are really putting themselves at risk on a ever-moving terrain, eh?
They're real keen for some of their chowder, eh? They want to get out there and get those pippies. They'll even risk their vehicle and can't even take their kids to kohanga on the Monday or something, yeah. You know? All these types of things, man, but it must be the type of season that it is. Everybody's getting hungry and feeling like they've been held out from all those tours and stuff like that. But what are some of the real important things that really we should be considering out at Wairua, out in Ahipara at the moment?
Well, there was a meeting last week. So Matty Raditz called a community meeting about the access way down at Kaka Street, you know, so Mother Nature's done her thing, and at the moment we can't go there. So at some point I fully expect that, you know, that access will open its way back up again. So since we spoke last week, the course of the river has changed again. You know, she's kind of shot out to the left-hand side, going directly down to Karenikura. So within the space of a week, the flow of that water, that body of water, has changed. So Maddie's kōrero to the rōpū that had, you know, hui down there at Kaka Street was, the Wairoa has a problem. And it's like, well, actually, no, the Wairoa doesn't have a problem. It's everybody else that wants access across Kaka Street and the Wairoa that has the issue. So his solution to that was, let's change the course of the river. And it's like, well, no, actually, let's leave the river the way that it is, and you fellas have a look at other ways for people to access the beach safely. So, you know, when you've got councillors that kind of roll out and want to change Mother Nature, instead of letting her roll its course, this is where we come unstuck, eh? You know, this is where our two worlds kind of collide at times.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that, there's been one time out at Cooper's Beach, Cable Bay, sorry, where they've actually had to do that, but that was mainly just because the water was becoming stagnant and it was backing back up. And so really what they did, instead of changing the river, they actually just created one so that the water could continue to flow in the ocean. This here is a totally different circumstance, say, it's just trying to change the direction. And I absolutely agree with you. You know, you want to try and change it, you're going to be changing it every week. Single week, and we absolutely do need to start considering in the new district plans whatever going to be laid out for that area, you know, some alternative routes to get onto the beach, and some that may allow us to access it a lot more efficiently. So thank you again for joining us this afternoon. Is there any final kōrero that you really like to give our listeners in regards to the update on the Wairoa River and our Ahipara?
Oh, look, I guess it's just to say that this is not unique to Ahipara. You know, just the other, it might have been last night or the night before on the news, there's a township down in Gisborne that are having massive issues with the coast coming up and grabbing the whenua, much like it is in Ahipara. I saw an article on Facebook yesterday about the same sort of erosion that's going on down in the Kaipara. So, you know, it's happening to all of our coastal towns. And I guess what people are looking for is, you know, who's going to fix it? But, we're living right on the coast, and this is the changing nature of the beast that we have to deal with, eh? So, you know, not unique to Ahipara, but sign of the times.
Ai, oh, nei rā te matu kia koe, hei whai wā ki te kōrero kia hau i te ahi nei rungi i tēnei kaupapa. Anō reira mā koe e tuku i a koe mō te toingo o tura. Have a good afternoon.
Ai, me koe hoki.
Ko te reo tērā o Tui Te Pā i rungi i tērā kaupapa o te awa o Wairoa i Ahipara. Nō reire, te whānau hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika iwa te kaumāwhitu ira tahi te iarere.